Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, you sports babies?
What's up?
Hey, baby. Why do you have Desitin in your hand?
Covino, Rich, and Spot. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Right? On Fox Sports Radio, a year plus. Right? We started on the weekends. But one of our rare commonalities is that, none of us have tattoos. In today's world, that's rare.
It is very rare.
No tattoo here, Rich. No tattoo that I know of. Spot, I feel like he's bound to get one. He's bound to get some sort of Aaron Rodgers hippy dippy weird tattoo. I could feel it.
Yeah,
because he's changing, right?
they have like temporary like tattoos that last like a year.
Yeah,
I might just try one out.
You getting one?
I might
and see if it feels like a part of you. Look, right. I have nothing against them, right? I love them.
Enough for all of you guys.
I was just gonna say, I think the streak ends. Well, Ramos, I'm thinking you don't have one.
That's correct. I don't, and never will.
Dan Byer, you got a tattoo?
None.
Yeah, it ends with Danny G.
I did say this years ago. I said if Covino and I ever sign $1 million contract,
when
I said, I'll get Covino's face tattooed on my ass cheek.
Yeah!
I wouldn't regret it, because that would mean that
you will. Because I'm going to pick the face. I want my 2009 face when I was at my chubbiest.
It's going to take up the whole cheek.
Yeah, I want my big chubby face.
Well, my thought is, I wouldn't regret it, because if this bozo and I work it together,
where's your mouth gonna
made
be?
Me a millionaire, yes. Then I'm okay with it.
Should be his face and his hand holding a powdered donut.
Danny G, for the record.
Taco.
Yeah, that's
holding
fine.
A taco.
Holding the taco. Danny G, for the record, though, yeah. How many tattoos do you think you have? I'm sure you stopped counting, but do you have any idea?
No, well, I have a full chess piece that took 47 hours.
Or Danny G? Did you say a chest piece or a chess piece?
Chest piece.
Wow, what is it? Is it Marcus Allen?
Nope.
It's a secret.
Yeah, and then both shoulders and arms are done. Yeah. I don't have full sleeves. I have half sleeves on both arms.
Danny G is covered. So it ends.
You ever have to cover up a girl's name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Did you, by the way, hear that story about Bautista? And we're gonna get back to the story, but Bautista had a Manny Pacquiao logo.
Yeah. And then
because Bautista's, he's Greek and Filipino, the wrestler Bautista.
The actor
Bautista. Manny Pacquiao said some pretty sketchy things about people.
Yeah, the gay community and Manny Pacquiao were not, simpatico. So Manny Pacquiao said...
Bautista said, my mom is lesbian. It didn't fly with me, so he got it covered up just recently.
Yeah, so no more Manny Pacquiao tattoo for Bautista.
No more Manny Pacquiao logo. So anyway, the reason I bring that up is because there was always a commonality. Like, wow, none of us have tattoos, right? Because we're all very different in our ways. And then, years ago, we all realized, all of us played instruments growing up. And we're in the middle of when old school, when 50 hits, celebrating Eddie Van Halen's 68th birthday. Of course, Wayne Gretzky's as well. But we all played instruments growing up. I played the trumpet.
That's so funny because I can't picture the Guido Jersey guy you are playing the trumpet like you're Chuck Mangione.
We're talking through grade school and stuff, right? Because it's old school. I'm talking through grade school. And to tie it into sports, the reason I stopped playing is because back then things were so different. You couldn't do both. You had to make a choice. Like we discussed earlier, you know, there's so many people that love music and sports, but for whatever reason, they try to put you in a box and make you choose.
You know, I fought that hard. No joke. I was the kid that was running from baseball practice to the auditorium to be like in the school play. Because I was like, you know what? I liked all those things. So I was like, yo, you're not. I remember as a teenager being like, why are you making me choose? Nah, I'm not feeling this. That was might have been one of my
and it wasn't
only
even,
times I stuck
it wasn't
up for
even
myself.
Choose like your interests. It was also choose, like, do you want to be cool? You want to be a nerd in a lot of ways. And I'm saying it because it's old school, and that's just sort of the mindset back then, right? So it's like, hey, if I'm going to play football, and I'm like Steve Covino, the kid who plays baseball, am I going to be the guy like in the marching band too? And the answer was it was impossible to do both, and the answer was no. So come around junior high, I broke my mom's heart, and I was like, you know what, Mom?
I'm
not playing the trumpet anymore,
not
okay?
Steven, no.
Yeah, I was like, this is it. I gave her one last hurrah at the Memorial Day Parade, and that was it.
Oh, boy.
one last hurrah.
But I you know what I always thought was funny, right? It's like the things I took an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, number one.
Yeah.
And music and, you know, being in like school plays and stuff. And I always thought, who do we look up to? We look up to our star athletes, actors, and rock stars. But when you were in school, I always thought it was weird that being in drama club or band, until like the Glee generation came along, that was always considered like nerds.
Okay,
nerds.
So
I'm like,
nerds.
It never made sense to me because I'm like, nerds, yet we sweat
nerds.
Actors? It's like, here we are like loving musicians and actors. But the people that wanted to do music or acting in school was like, nerd!
Nerds.
I never got it. I did it all. You did it all. Now here's the thing. On a Throwback Thursday, music's such a big part of our lives. When you think of athletes that also dabble in music, I got a few that come to mind, and I want to find out if you guys played instruments growing up. Was that a part of your nerdy
childhood?
Yeah, we
want to see where the streak ends again, because, again, Spotty played the trumpet. I played the trumpet. I eventually gave up the trumpet, but then played the drums and played guitar. I love rock music and all that. Rich played the saxophone growing up. So where does the commonality end? We're going to find out from Ramos and Danny G. But
I'm a huge Kenny G fan.
Yeah. What athletes come to mind? I got a few for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Yankees fan, so get it out of the way. I know you want to say it.
Well, no, because everyone's going to think
Bernie Williams.
Everyone's going to think Bernie Williams. Yeah. Burnaby the man, Burnaby, Burn Baby Burn. Guy played at Carnegie Hall. He, I feel, is Grammy nominated, but he's an incredible classical guitar player. But Paul O'Neill also plays the drums. As a Yankees fan, that comes to mind for me.
Paul O'Neill also kicked the ball in from the outfield.
Yes.
That was the best thing he's ever done. How about Manny? Speaking of Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, is there anyone that does better karaoke than him? I don't think so.
Great singer.
Great singer.
If I'm gonna let you go.
No, I love
Barry,
when he does a nothing's gonna change my love for you.
Yeah. Barry Zito, former
how
baseball pitcher.
I love you.
Barry Zito is a great musician as well. I'm reading some of these online. Danny G, you brought up the late Wayman Tisdale, right?
Yeah, jazz music.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities and athletes that cross over to music.
And don't forget about rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's a ton
athletes
of them.
Who would like to be rappers, I should say.
Didn't Shaq drop a rap album?
Kobe.
Of course.
Kobe had a
Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
And of course.
Dame Time.
Damian Lillard's a very good rapper.
Yeah. But you know what? That was actually a big part of the Shaquille O'Neal documentary on HBO Max, Danny
it was.
G. He talks about how, and by the way, Danny G recommended it on Weekend Hobnobbing here on Fox Sports Radio. He talks about how he wanted to separate himself as not just an athlete, you know, as a personality. Like, there was more to Shaq than just basketball. So when he made his first appearance on the Arsenio Hall show, he's like, I want to do something different. He's like, I want to rap. And he came out there with the
Fushnikins. Yeah.
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? So it's a part of sports. It's hand in hand. Who else comes to mind?
Is AB on this list?
Antonio Brown.
No,
I mean, people are doing his dance moves in the NFL. I mean, he's still relevant in a way, right?
For the fight fans, you know, I know Rich always loved Hulk Hogan as a guitar player.
oh, yeah.
But Virgil Ortiz is a boxer, like an up-and-coming, really good boxer, but really good guitar player, too. So, current day, the guy does both. You could do both. Who else comes to mind?
Victor Oladipo. Well, that guy's got some pipes, right?
Yeah, definitely could sing. But let's go around the room, too, and take your phone calls. Because I feel like it's part of the game. I really do.
Sports and music intersect so often.
I mean, we just talked about Aaron Judge was on Jimmy Fallon this week. And he talked about how much pressure there was for him to pick out his
just his the song. Right walk-up song.
You know, the right walk-up song. How much thought went into that. Danny G. Actually, I'll save Danny G for last.
Okay.
Ramos, did you play an instrument growing up?
My mom bought me a guitar when I was about 8 to learn guitar lessons. The unfortunate part was the first lesson I went to, the guy told me the guitar was a flamenco guitar.
Flamenco.
Yeah, and it was too big for my hands couldn't fit around it.
So you quit?
Right, yeah.
Right, so I just stopped. But then when I got to college, I took a music class to learn to play the guitar. That same guitar, obviously, because nice. I was obviously older. And I learned how to play it. And actually, in a Christmas thing at college, I played in front of a bunch of people the guitar. But then after that, I just never played again. And I totally couldn't play guitar now if you paid me.
But still, I think it counts because I couldn't play trumpet now if I tried.
Yeah,
isn't
okay.
that how you won your wife over too? You serenaded her with your flamenco guitar.
I said, "Here's the flamenco. One moment, please."
Like the dude on Love Is Blind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Oh, so awkward.
Dan Beyer, are you there? Did you play an instrument growing up?
None. Nothing.
Wow.
Not in the band.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
That's
chose
really
choir, which is probably a bad choice because we had options of choir or band when you're in seventh grade.
You got a good voice, though, Dan Beyer. I can imagine Dan Beyer singing a little baritone.
You know, the choir singer did want me, teacher wanted me back for eighth grade, but no can do. Sorry, just one year and moved on.
Boom, 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 boom.
How about you, Danny G? Danny G got some pipes, too. Danny G, did you play growing up or no?
Fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade.
Well, yeah.
You guys guess the instrument.
Ooh, Dan.
Man, trombone.
No.
Definitely
tuba.
He was percussion.
Yeah,
oh, good guess. I played the drums.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I should have thought about it.
He's got a percussion vibe.
Yeah, he got that
drummer swag about
him. He's like Animal from the Muppets.
My glorious moment was in seventh grade. We put on a concert in the gymnasium. My mom, I remember looking at her in the stands, and I had a drum solo. When the band stopped, all the instruments stopped, and I had to do a drum roll.
It was like Whiplash.
Nice. For like 30 seconds.
By the way, Whiplash
I nailed the drum roll and then dropped the sticks.
Nice!
Whiplash, based on Danny G's life. Whiplash.
I love
Whiplash,
it.
Yeah. And by the way,
don't realize that. It's Covino and Rich, old school. When 50 hits, we throw it back on a Thursday. It's Eddie Van Halen, 68th. I said he's the GOAT. We were debating that. You know, of course, there's Hendrix. Of course, there's Clapton. In fact, Mike, who runs this place, was telling us
that... Oh, you guys know Mike that runs the place?
Yeah, you know Mike. Yeah. He was saying that someone once asked Eric Clapton who's the greatest, and I was thinking, what did he say, George Harrison? What did he say? And he said, no, so I think you're going to have to ask Prince what he thinks.
Oh.
You know, something along those lines. But I'm saying it's Eddie Van Halen.
A very underrated guitar player that you'd say, no, really? John Mayer. Fantastic.
He shreds, of course.
I mean, he shreds.
But I feel like you know a little bit about somebody when you hear what they played or if they still play. Sports and music go hand in hand. Old school and 50 hits. It was part of our come up. And speaking of Mike, I mean, you learn something every day.
Oh, yeah,
not only does he run this place.
Mike, Big Mike, runs Fox Sports and iHeart. And the guy played the recorder. And I was like, how far did you take it, Mike? And he said, do you know that movie intro? He goes, that was me. And I'm like, let me hear it. So this is Mike that runs this place.
Danny G on the drums.
Blew my mind. Big Mike, everybody.
Wow.
Big Mike.
Wow, the
Big
heart Mike. In that.
No wonder he loves this place. I mean, I imagine playing the recorder all those years got him tons of ass. In fact, the playing the recorder comes with a lifetime guarantee. No booty for a lifetime. Guaranteed. But I don't even think the recorder, here's my stance on that.
It's not
the recorder
an instrument.
Doesn't count.
No.
Because it was like the introductory instrument for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, we all played the recorder.
Yeah, when you're
that
in like
count.
Second grade and the music teacher's like, here's a bunch of xylophones. Yeah,
how did they clean those, by the way? Because the rich kids bought their own. The rest of us in public school had to reuse
them. They put it in the barber, the stuff that barbers use for their combs.
Barbicide.
Yeah. Dip
Barbasol.
Wait, hold on. Now, Rich, didn't Mike say he played something else, though, for real, other than
the violin? Oh. And I said, please.
I played the violin.
I was like, Mike, please bring the violin in.
He still plays?
It's Scott, you know what? There's something really funny about that.
Dan Byer, can you picture Mike playing the violin?
No, I can't.
I bet you
it's, I don't know why
probably
that's funny.
Shreds on that.
But it is. Any other athletes come to mind, though?
I mean, a lot of rappers, like Danny G said. But
Cole Beasley, when he was with the Cowboys, dropped a rap album.
That's right.
Remember that?
There's a Cole, few. I have a list. There's a few.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell. We talked to him. Remember he was about to release it when we talked to him?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Mack. Johnny McEnroe.
What does he play?
Plays guitar.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Playing in a band. Did you know John Daly is a guitar player and sings and has released two albums?
I did not know
that. I did not know that. I got one. Like
Messi plays the piano.
See, I didn't know that.
So he's got good hands and feet?
Yeah.
This guy's
unstoppable.
As a Yankees fan, again, I only know this because I watch him day in, day out. Kyle Higashioka, the catcher.
Stop it.
No, he's known. Like, he's supposed to be a really legend. Great guitar player. Like, dude rocks out.
Piazza plays the drums.
You know, Piazza is good friends with Eddie Trunk, who does like a rock syndicated show. Piazza's very into that rock world.
How about Justin Tucker? Opera.
That is right.
Great opera singer.
Justin Tucker. He can not only kick the ball 68 yards, the guy could, you know, sing opera to a stadium if he wanted.
Happy birthday, Bob Uecker.
Oh, aren't you great?
Yep. And thank you for hanging out with us.
He should have got voted in aside Scott Rowland.
Oh, you know what? Don't get me started because I want to talk football today, Danny G. But the more and more I'm seeing, and I know they're memes,
I'm gonna make you feel bad about what you're about to say.
But I've been double checking and triple checking the memes because a lot of memes are showing side by side stats, and there's dudes like Keith Hernandez, Mark Grace, Don Mattingly. There's guys that they're comparing the stats of Scott Rowland to. And no offense, I don't want to be the jerk to like,
but they're going by the new standard now too. They're not going by your traditional, like, career 300, 500 home runs. Like, they're not going by that. They're using different saber metrics.
I get it. Like, his war is better.
Yeah, his win-loss. And
all
they're
I'm
going
saying,
by all that. And if that's the case, where's my guy Willie Randolph?
All I'm saying is that to put a little bow on the baseball, because football's on the mind. Scott Rowland, God bless him. You're in the Hall of Fame. Congrats. I don't want to take away from your great career.
No, because he was a very, very good player. He was an all-star. There's no one denying that he was an all-star player, all-star caliber, and a great player. But is he a Hall of Famer?
Rob Parker said it best. Rob Parker, you want to know the funny part about this? Rob Parker posts something. Give him a little shout like, yo, Rob, you the man. And you know who likes my comment? Magic City, the strip club in Atlanta, who clearly follows Rob Parker. I know how he rolls.
That's not just a strip club. That's where Lou Williams, remember?
The Wings. Yeah, of course.
Got in trouble for legendary. Going there. And he was like, nah, I go there for the Wings.
Yeah, let me give a shout out to Rob Parker, our bud from The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, where the hell is that? There he is. Here we go. My Hall of Fame vote. I love that Rob Parker gets a Hall of Fame vote. That's awesome. Is my most prized possession on this earth.
I got the greatest vote in the world.
I take the responsibility very serious. It's an honor and a privilege, but sadly, Hall of Fame voters are overcompensating for the steroid era and elevating guys who were very good to replace the tainted greats. Hashtag shame. And I wrote, Rob Parker, you're on the money, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Magic City's like, I agree with Rich. Come by for the wings and boobs.
You know what? Jason Stewart was a little less kind, to be honest. Jason Stewart of the Gottlieb Show.
Jay Stu getting a little crazy?
He said, listen to this. This is Jason Stewart's post in regards to Scott Rowland. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. He says, I follow baseball closely. I played the sport. I like to think I have a pretty good gauge on the game. I watched Scott Rowland play his entire career, and not once over that time did I feel he was ever a top five player in the game. And I don't think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I
know.
I like that comment too, and Flash Dancers liked it.
Sapphire from
Vegas.
Weird.
Yeah.
Popeyes liked that one.
Now, I agree with Jason, but like, he can't take away from his wonderful career.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from the love. It just, when you see people coming out saying, here's Mark Grace's stats, here's Don Mattingly, here's Keith Hernandez, here's this guy. And then, you're like, yeah, different generations.
I have a solution for you. Ready? Danny G, you're going to like this. But I'm going to make you feel bad about what you just said.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen the viral clip of him telling his family? Heartbreaking. You know, so as much as I'm like, he doesn't belong there, when I see him go to his parents, who are older now, he's like, Mom, Dad, I made the Hall of Fame. And they're like, oh.
At first, they're very old. They were like, say that again.
Yo, it's heartbreaking, and I feel bad for even questioning. I'm like, you know what?
Put him
good
in.
For him. The guy lived his dream. He was way better than we could ever claim to be. So props. When you see how much it means to him and his family, it really doesn't matter all that much. But I will give you a solution. When you bring up all these tainted names that do belong there, right? Like Gary Sheffield? Come on. My guy Andy Pettit, the most wins of the 90s.
Look at his little silver-haired mother reaching up to give him an embrace.
Oh, it's, and his dad.
Scotty.
His dad's like, it's so sad. Yeah, and it's so like heartwarming.
This is so beautiful. His dad's got a cane.
So if you're really like torn up about Scott Rowland, I'm telling you, when you see this clip, you're like, all right, whatever. Yeah. Let him in. His parents are happy.
Obviously, to make the
Ramos,
major league
did baseball. You see his mom? Yeah. Did you see his mom?
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
I want you to look in his mother's eyes and say he doesn't deserve.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying
to be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying that he obviously.
Gosh, she's crying.
Yeah, I mean, he put in a lot of time and effort, and he was one of the best players.
Dude, he dedicated his life to it, right? So we can only criticize so much.
That's correct.
But there's a lot of greats that aren't there. That's all we're saying. But the solution is this, and we brought it up before, and like I said, just the other day, Rich, Max Kellerman brought this up in regards to boxing, right? There's a lot of legendary fights, and maybe there should be a Hall of Fame for great moments in sports, like a separate wing. You know, if you're going to let guys like Scott Rowland into the Hall of Fame because you're looking at the stats from a different, maybe today's perspective, then you got to open it up to like, this is the steroid wing.
I wouldn't call it the steroid wing.
I know, but the asterisk wing or the 90s wing of Hall of Famers. Like, you can't not acknowledge
the 90s wing?
There's, you can't
don't you
not
have a 90s wing in your house?
Yeah. The Claire wing.
Yeah. Where it's like a Sony Vega.
I got a 90s room.
And you have your DVDs and CDs.
Yeah,
your 90s area of your house.
Yeah. But
that's
true.
That's a good idea, honestly. If you said, here's the power era. I don't know what you call it.
No. Covino and I talked about this the other day. They need to do some construction and renovate and spread their wings and have some more rooms there at the Hall of Fame.
Listen, I feel like you had some good suggestions, Danny. Do you remember them? We talked about this.
The different wings?
Yeah. Not the lemon pepper ones from Magic City. Not those.
Those are good wings.
But there should be different wings, and it should be like, you know, tainted area. But rename it something else, like steroid era, asterisk era, guys who deserve it but are getting overlooked era. You know, there should be a different wing, a different portion to at least give the acknowledgement. Because I understand writers are thinking, hey, we got to give it to the guy who wasn't tainted, and again, based on new stats and things like that. But it leaves the fan there, like, come on, you know. It's hard for the fan to look past it until you see him tell his parents.
Yeah. And I think on the way out of that wing, you should have the option of getting a shot of steroids in your ass. Like, just like,
oh, that'd be great.
You can leave pumped up. You could be like, yeah,
the juiced up wing.
Yeah, the juiced up wing. You leave and you're like, all right, you know, and like the gift shop, it's like, oh, you know, just stand over there, pull down your pants a little bit, right in the ass.
Be like Costco samples.
Yeah.
Be a lady there with a table.
The tainted wing. It could be by the back area. By the back
the
exit.
Tainted, yeah.
By the back exit.
The greatest mustache. Yeah. The mustache hall of fame.
The tainted area.
Do you think that Scott Rowland tells them, can you not put me next to like Hank Aaron and people like that?
I'm sure.
How would you like to be like, it'd be like, you know, Hank Aaron and like all these, you know, like greats that you think, I think of Scott Rowland.
You know what I'll tell you? It's like, Ramos, to wrap this up, because I do want to talk football. If you go to the Smithsonian in D.C., it's Fonzie's leather jacket.
Yep.
Archie Bunker's recliner chair.
The ruby slippers.
The ruby slippers from Dorothy in the
All
Wizard of
iconic.
Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to it is Michelle Kwan's ice skate.
I thought it was like Apollo Ono's.
It wasn't Apollo Ono's.
Yeah.
It might have been. It was an ice skate. And I'm like, one of these things is not like the other. I'm like, how can you put an Olympian's ice skate next to Fonzie's leather jacket and the ruby slippers?
Were those in honor of all the times he fell? Remember, did he fall like 8 times when he was in the Olympics?
I remember being like, Apollo,
skates,
oh no!
Ramos.
Oh,
sorry, you're right.
But if you want to add to the wings, you know, there should be another way to at least acknowledge these other names. Otherwise, it just magnifies the fact that maybe Scott Rowland doesn't necessarily belong.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
Happy heavenly birthday, Eddie Van Halen, the greatest of all time. Happy would have been 68th.
At the end of Back to the Future, what solo did Marty McFly do? And I feel like he was doing his own version of Eruption, right?
Do you know there's
when
a fun
his,
fact?
When he's on his back, like, yeah.
Throwback Thursday is a fun fact about Back to the Future and Van Halen. If you remember, he puts the cassette in there, and it says Van Halen, but if you look close, it says Eddie Van Halen, because Van Halen wanted no part. The band wanted no part of that movie, but Eddie Van Halen was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And we all know who else was in that movie, Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
Huey Lewis?
Yeah. Oh. You're just too darn loud.
You're just too darn loud.
That's Rich's idea. That's Rich's idea of hard rock. Huey Lewis on the news.
Yeah, you know, yeah, the most
Huey
I rock.
Lewis is awesome, and I will say this. It's amazing that a guy who looked like he was 50 back then was making pop hits.
And
that doesn't
fact,
happen in today's world.
Fun fact about Huey Lewis in the news. A lot of people don't know this unless...
That's where Rich gets all his news.
I get all my daily news from Huey Lewis. Fun fact. That's it. Spot, you're right. No.
The news.
His music was a big part of the movie American Psycho.
Huey Lewis and Hippity Joe Square. Montana. I'm tying it into sports. Bay Area.
I feel like they big are
San Francisco
like the same
fan,
guy.
Yep.
He's a big Niners fan.
I can picture Huey Lewis, Joe Montana, and like Doug Flutie all hanging out.
Yeah.
Cut from the same cloth.
For a NuGenics commercial.
They've all looked 50 their entire life.
They all got the same
and
vibe.
And she'll like it, too.
Yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, Huey Lewis was a big part of that 49er era and really good friends with Joe Montana. He's in the Joe Montana documentary.
I was going to bring that up because a lot of people don't realize that Joe Montana and Huey Lewis were so tight. And their pants were tight in the 80s.
It's true.
Pretty tight, yeah.
They were so close that Huey Lewis, just because he wanted to hang with the team, would come to Candlestick and be like, yeah, yeah, we'll do the anthem. Sure, what the hell? Joe, you want to hang out? They wanted to hang out with the 49ers. And Joe Montana and the guys were like, we want to hang out with Huey Lewis. So it was like a mutual love and respect. And Huey Lewis would always play at Candlestick. And if you watch the Joe Montana Cool Under Pressure documentary, Joe Montana is a backup singer.
Yeah. in Hip-to-be Square.
In Hip-to-be Square, the 49ers, believe it or not, are in the... They're the Hip-to-be Square, Hip-to-be Square. They're the backup singers. True story.
True story, fun fact. And if you just joined us, we talked about the 49ers and Eagles and the Bengals at Kansas City. Who has the most pressure on them this weekend?
Ooh.
If you missed it, catch it on the podcast. We're Covino and Rich.
And Dan Beyer, I believe it's time for an update. Did you know, Dan, that Joe Montana and some of the 49ers were in Hip-to-be Square for real?
No, I didn't. I knew of their friendship, and we would always see Huey Lewis on the sidelines of games, and so I knew that there was a connection there, but yeah, I did not realize.
In the documentary, they show footage. I'm not even joking. Watch it. What is it, on Peacock, right? The Montana documentary?
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
And you see Montana in the studio, and he talks about how, yo, I'm Joe Montana. But I was so out of my comfort zone in front of a microphone. He's like, Joe, all you got to do is say in a monotone voice, hip to be square, hip. And Joe is nervous about it.
They had the album Sports, Huey Lewis in the News, right? So it all tied in as well.
Yep.
I don't know. John, were you saying something?
Never mind. I said he wasn't very good in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
Yeah. No, not at all. Yeah, even when he was a broadcaster, his reason was, I don't like criticizing players I played with. So,
Rich followed Joe Montana's advice, by the way, just for the record.
Hip to be square.
He sort of lived by it the rest of his life.
All right, what's going on?
We do have some Niners news. Christian McCaffrey didn't practice again today, but nothing to fret about. Leads at 12 under par. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan. By you said Christian McCaffrey, there's 0.0 chance he's not playing. He said he's in no matter what.
Good to go. Yeah. Well, yes. Despite not practicing these last 2 days, nothing to fret about. He says he is absolutely playing.
Did you see the other Christian McCaffrey news?
No.
Not only, he has the most beautiful girlfriend, Olivia Culpo.
That girl is fine.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. She's no joke.
Not only is, Christian McCaffrey in the big game on Sunday, got a beautiful girlfriend. His mom, Lisa McCaffrey, was on a podcast. And I don't want to ruffle feathers on our friends over at FS1, but do you see his mom went straight up and she's like, yo, Skip Bayless is a jabroni, and started going at it, saying that he knows nothing about my son or football. And McCaffrey's mom went on a sports podcast that talks to players' moms.
If anything, we're just giving you a scoop. You might see it later on.
Yeah, so viral. I just thought it was funny that a lot of people get fed up with Skip, even Lisa McCaffrey.
Look at that.
So how crazy is that? Burrowhead, because he's dominated the Chiefs, even in their what's talked about as one of the better home field advantages in the NFL. The fact that Joe Burrow, three in a row, not one, not two, three times in a row, this dude has beat Mahomes and the Chiefs. Is there pressure on him to still be the man?
I think that now that we're breaking it down and really thinking about each scenario, I think the most pressure's on him.
When you call the guy Burrowhead. But
you're calling him Burrowhead, right? You're now saying that he's the guy. People are saying that he's better than Mahomes, right? The conversations have turned into, well, who would you want? If you were building the team right now, would you want Burrow, or would you want Mahomes? Like, they're saying he's the dude. In the next 10 years, that he's the guy.
A couple years ago, that wasn't a debate.
Right.
Because Mahomes was your answer.
But here's why I think the pressure is on him and the Bengals especially. It's because, they did beat the Chiefs. They do have their number. But how many times could you go to that well, right, before you're sort of caught? And they have to know that, too. Every time he beat Mahomes, I'm sure there was like a sigh of relief. Like, whew. And then you got to try and do it again.
Each game's different.
There's some pressure in that.
Different personnel, different roster. This is the Kansas City team with no more Tyreek Hill. They don't have the weapons they once had. They still have Kelce, which is the biggest game changer. But go to Kansas City now. You're at home. You are 14-3.
Let me give you an example.
You were 14.
I'm going to give you a really creepy example. But remember back in your player days?
Creepy.
In your player days, like in the early 2000s when you were up to no good? And let's say you weren't like solid in a relationship, so you were taking some chances here and there. So maybe you went out once, you didn't get caught, went out another time, didn't care.
I don't know what you're saying.
Every time you tried it again, though, you were pressing your luck. Eventually, you get a whammy.
Danny, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I've never took my chances.
No. Eventually, you're like, big bucks, whammy, no whammy, stop. And the whammy's like, bah.
It's like Deal or No Deal. There's the moron that opens one too many suitcases and it's all done.
I think the more the Bengals are pressing their luck against the Chiefs, the whammy's about to come up. So I think there's a lot of pressure.
Whammy.
There's a lot of pressure in Joe Burrow trying to avoid that whammy. He wants the big bucks. He wants to win again. He wants that fourth time. And it's going to be tough. Bro. It's going to be a tough one.
On the flip?
I'm taking sorry. Too many chances at this point is my analogy.
On the flip, or as you would say, on the flippy dip?
I say you got to flip the shoe.
If you flip the shoe, which whatever that means, Kamina
loves
like that.
Flipping the script and putting the shoe on the other foot.
When you're flipping the shoe, think of Patrick Mahomes, MVP, Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP, probably MVP again this year.
I'm here.
Banged up a little bit, but at home in the AFC Championship is all you could have asked for. That was the team's goal on day one, Danny G. And they're there. So if Mahomes doesn't win.
Yup.
And
you know, Patrick, how hurt are you for reals? Because your team is blowing smoke up our you-know-whats right now.
Yeah. Feeling a little better day to day.
Sure you are.
You know, never back to cliches. Never let your left hand. I'm sorry. Never let your left foot know what your right foot is doing.
Thank you, Patrick.
Your right hand's getting a workout.
But look at the last three AFC Championship games. KC lost to New England. Do you remember Dee Ford had that ridiculously, like, game-changing offsides penalty? They would have beat New England. New England goes on to the Super Bowl. The next year, KC makes it to the Super Bowl, beats the Niners. Next year, they make it, lose to Tom Brady and the Bucs. Last year, they lose to Cincinnati. So, 5 years in a row, AFC Championship game. This is their window to be a dynasty.
So, who's your answer?
If they fall short, one Super Bowl, you know, I think the pressure is on.
I'm asking you.
I'm
asking
you
the collective you, Fox Sports Radio. I'm asking you, Darvish, if he's listening. 877-99 on Fox. I'm asking all of you, 877-99 on Fox. We gave you the breakdown of every team and every game. Who has the most pressure on them? I'm Covino. My answer is the Bengals because, again, they're avoiding the whammy.
Whammy!
They're avoiding the whammy. They're pressing their luck against the MVP. And
no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
Sorry, Mahomes.
I feel like there's pressure in that. It's like watching Deal or No Deal, and you're like, no, just take the money, dude. And then you go one time too many.
One more.
You know what I mean? You lose it all.
Well,
I feel like at this point, the Chiefs have seen him enough to make their adjustments and make it a game, and the pressure's on the Bengals here.
I will.
And remember the expectations on Joe Burrow. Now.
I'll give you the right answer, and then we'll go to Dan Beyer. The right answer. Because I'm always right.
Who are you, the genius Lanny Poffo?
The right answer. The pressure's all in Kansas City. Forget the NFC. The AFC Championship game.
Why? Mahomes is hurt.
Pressure on the Chiefs. Five AFC championships in a row. That franchise is like, this is our window. Window. It's our little window. Kansas City, you're going to try to get a second Vince Lombardi trophy? You're going to, you know, let Joe Burrow beat you at home again?
So you're saying this is the difference between dynasty and good run.
They don't want to be the Dodgers of the NFL.
Yeah. You don't want
and
to be
I'm a Dodgers fan.
I think Braves
you
when
don't
you say
yeah,
that.
You don't want to be the Braves of the 90s. Oh, right. Look at that. A bunch of division titles. Yeah, playoff team. One World Series?
They have one ring to show for it. Right. Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
LeBron attacking. Rebound AD. Scoring.
Second chance opportunity.
That is that for the season series. The Lakers sweep the Spurs for the first time since 97-98. I'm sure Pop has some very kind words for Darvin Ham. His first year as a head coach. Welcome to the club is basically what Pop has been saying.
That was courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet's Progressive's Play of the Day. Anthony Davis returned 21-12-4. Dropped 21-12-4 and the Lakers beat the Spurs. Danny G was all excited about it. He's the resident Lakers guy. And speaking of, I do want to take 1 second to acknowledge the 3-year anniversary of a day that we'll all remember where we were when we heard about Kobe Bryant. And, of course, his daughter and everybody else on that helicopter. A lot of us actually here were on our way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in Miami.
Yeah.
Still doesn't feel real.
The whole day was the most somber day ever. And, you know, it's a time stamp, and it's just something that still feels surreal.
I remember us being at LAX, the airport out here in Los Angeles, and we're going through TSA pre-check and all that, and all at once, you see everyone looking at their phone and like mumbling, oh my God, do you see this? I hope it's not true. Is it true? TSA agents, you know how they're always like laptop shoes and they're all like, you know, very cold. They were breaking character. Like TSA guys were
is this for real? Yo, my man.
Come
people
here.
Crying.
Is it like, and people crying.
Horrible.
And we're sitting at the airport and I remember the first reports coming in and everyone was devastated and especially being out here in Los Angeles.
Dude, there was a haze in the air the rest of that night. We went live on ESPN. We had to go live later that night and talk about it. And the whole thing was just like, the weirdest blur. It was one of the worst days ever.
Yeah, terrible day.
Terrible day in sports. Just a terrible
day
in life.
I mean, Kobe, who is a hero to so many and such a big part of sports culture and the Mamba mentality and everything he stood for. I mean, just crazy to think 3 years ago, just time's flying.
3 years ago already, man.
Being here in Southern California and doing radio here, I got to interact with him a few times.
Wow.
Coolest dude. And it just hit home for everybody, especially in Southern California.
Yeah.
Around the world, though. I mean, he was loved worldwide.
You know, it was the celebrity athlete death that I think affected people.
Most impactful. For
the
sure.
most. And
yeah.
There's layers to it, right? Because he was such a hero, larger than life, a winner, Mamba mentality.
Young.
Young.
With his kid.
And you know what also? Because if you're a dad and a young dad, it was like a mortality check. Like, oh my God. Like, Kobe, you thought this guy was invincible. Girl, dad, everything going on. You're like, oh my God, just like that, anyone. If this could happen to Kobe, and I remember a lot of guys, especially dads with young kids and girls, were like, oh my God. It just felt even, you know, tougher to deal with.
Yeah. But the world mourned, for sure.
For sure.
From the TireRack.com studios. Again, we're Covino and Rich. At Covino and Rich, the most interactive, most inclusive show, according to us, on Fox Sports Radio. It's my mom's favorite show on Fox Sports Radio.
I know, she told me, yeah. She's and, like, you guys are great.
If you love it as much as my mom does, you could leave a review wherever you stream your podcast. Actually, Apple Podcasts, leave a review, 5 stars, say something nice. You qualify for a bribery ball. We have these Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs that we're giving out. And every time you leave a nice review, you qualify. So we do appreciate it. And send it over to your friends for free. And if you do like our show, I do want to let you know we have a Patreon every day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Every morning before we do this, yeah. Uncensored podcast. Yeah. If you want to check that out, it gets a little weird.
Yeah.
You guys talk all day long.
All day.
Damn. Yeah,
you would think I'd get sick of these guys, right, Danny G? Kavino, I have a home studio at my place. Kavino's over my house every morning. I make him coffee. No joke. I brew the coffee at 8 in the morning. We do a couple hour podcast. And then.
You want us all over on Sunday?
Dude, I love you guys.
Yeah. What are we eating, by the way? Have
Danny
you decided?
G, I'm glad you asked because he makes me coffee.
Okay.
But I make him make me eggs and waffles too. So I'm like, I want my bacon extra crispy, bro.
You know what? I'll text you guys later and I'll make the menu. We'll figure out what we're eating on Sunday.
Can make an executive decision for wings, hopefully.
Executive decision.
Boneless?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
We could do a little of everything. All right. Something I want to just touch on before we get out of here. You know, sometimes you're in the wrong place, career-wise, relationship-wise, and it's not the right fit, right? You date someone and you're like, yeah, this girl's hot, but she's not the one. You're at a job, it could pay you well, but you're like, yeah, this is not the right fit. And the ability to understand and acknowledge, while it's an opportunity, it's not the right fit, it is an interesting feeling, right? Because I can only assume Nathaniel Hackett, this guy's had a great resume. Up until his head coaching tenure with the Broncos, he had a great reputation in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. One and done, just like that. Russell Wilson, it didn't work out with him. And now he gets hired as the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Do you feel like I sort of feel happy for this guy bouncing back really quick. Ramos, do you get that vibe? Like, you sort of feel good for the guy, right?
Yeah, and I also think that could be, as a coordinator, I think that's more of his calling than a head coach. So I think this is right what the Jets need is a good offensive coordinator. He's not the head coach, but he's definitely a coordinator, I think.
But the tale of what, a couple of years, right? The guys...
I wonder if he's trying to coordinate Aaron Rodgers over there.
You know? But I'm saying, honestly, Nathaniel Hackett, you know, gets a lot of credit from Aaron Rodgers and people for being really an influential coach. He goes to the Broncos and you think you got Russell Wilson and all the goodies to get to the, you know, get to the playoffs and make a run. And it goes terribly wrong, but that doesn't mean, hey, next year he joins Robert Saleh and that coaching staff in New York. The Jets may take us a big
Could
step
make
forward.
All the difference.
And then all of a sudden Nathaniel Hackett's back to being the guy that everyone respects. But let's be honest. Think of all the he can't Hackett jokes and the Russell Wilson jokes, Mr. Unlimited. It was a rough year for Hackett. And, you know, sometimes you look at jobs you've had or relationships.
Oh, that's inspiring, definitely.
Unfortunately, maybe like an emotionally abusive relationship or a job where you were never respected. We go through those chapters.
Just a bad fit. No, yeah. You know, it doesn't mean that someone's the bad guy.
But Danny G, like on your way to finding your wife and on your way to finding the career path for you, we can all agree that there were missteps for everyone along the way.
For sure.
You date the wrong person, you have the wrong job.
Yeah, and when you look back, you're happy that some of those happened.
And you know what? They teach you things. And I bet you Nathaniel Hackett probably says, you know, it was a sucky year, but I learned something.
You know how we ended up on Fox Sports Radio? Some bad fits.
Yeah.
Some bad fits led us here.
Some bad fits and some great opportunities that just didn't fit us. And then, it all leads you to where you're supposed to be. So congrats to Nathaniel Hackett, because I think we could all relate to being in a bad situation and then somehow finding your way back to where you should be.
That's it. So lessons that's really
learned.
Cool.
Lessons learned here on Covino and Rich. By the way, anything you miss, always at Covino and Rich, at FSR, at Fox Sports Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you. Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.